This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 25th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. If you wondered why the board of Thielert Aircraft Engines wanted founder Frank Thielert to step down as CEO, then dismissed him from the board, along with former CFO Ross Withagrosser, we're starting to get some focus on that. Discrepancies in the company's financial statements for 2003 through 2005 drove the stock to three-year lows, and now the company has filed for insolvency, citing, quote, immediate illiquidity, unquote. The cash flow crisis comes despite strong sales and the recent announcement by Cessna that it would offer a Thielert diesel in new 172s. The Thielert board also referred to information from the Hamburg Office of Criminal Investigation in explaining its action. Unfortunately, while all this is going on, convincing investors to be part of the company's restructuring plan has apparently been a tough sell. On Thursday, the FAA announced the removal of two high-level managers from the Dallas-Fort Worth Terminal Approach Control Facility after a report from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Inspector General alleged the intentional misclassification of operational errors. The FAA removed both the facility manager and the assistant manager and won't rule out further personnel actions. The report found that management at the Dallas-Fort Worth TRACON investigated operational errors and deviations, but between November 2005 and July 2007, intentionally misclassified 62 of them as either pilot errors or non-events. The matter was brought to light by whistleblower allegations. The IG found no evidence of misclassification issues beyond the Dallas-Fort Worth TRACON. The Air Traffic Safety Oversight Organization has started unannounced on-site audits at the TRACON, requiring monthly reports to the FAA's acting administrator. Additionally, the FAA says it will deploy software that automatically detects losses of aircraft separation by October 1st of this year. Lawmakers in the state of Maine have gutted a bill which would have ended a tax targeting pilots visiting from other states. Like Florida, Maine feels it's entitled to 6% of the value of your aircraft if it spends more than 20 days in the state the first year you own it, unless you can prove you've paid that much in sales tax in another state. If you paid 3% in your home state, Maine wants the other 3%, even if you have no residential or business ties to the state. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association says it worked closely with lawmakers and businesses to craft a bill that would have exempted out-of-state aircraft from that tax, but the Appropriations Committee reinstated the tax as a tactic to address an expected budget gap. Angel flights and medical airlifts are exempt, and you still have 20 days out of the year to visit without getting hit, but as AOPA points out, what if weather forces you to find another way home and leave your plane behind? That clock keeps ticking. Is there some reason we're not just boycotting states that do this to aircraft owners? This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. AEA prepares to move its headquarters. The FAA takes a controversial new approach to infrastructure maintenance. And Frontier Airlines drops service to six cities. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, you'll hear my conversation from Lakeland with 2008 CFI of the Year, Max Trescott. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.